We're coming to you live from Iowa Public Radio on the University of Northern Iowa campus in Cedar Falls. Good afternoon. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom, Iowa Public Radio's technical producer, Phil Moss, and Facebook videographer, Chris Fenton, along with producer Tony Dana, are with us as well, bringing today's special live broadcast to you. So please tune in to Facebook. You can listen to IPR Classical's music in the afternoon right here on Performance Iowa. That's coming to you right now. It's very exciting because we have a chorus of 10 singers with us, and they are all Cedar Rapids Opera Theater young artists, and they are going to be presenting selections from the musical Brigadoon, plus a few other opera favorites. And they are presenting Lerner and Lowe's Brigadoons starting this Thursday evening at 7:30, and that's going to continue through Sunday night on the lawn of Bruce Moore Mansion in Cedar Rapids. And the show is being produced by guest stage director Brian Ludoff with original choreography by Ashley Bassett. And Alejandra Escobar is serving as the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater's guest pianist. And Susan Kim is the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater's guest music director. And Dr. Daniel Kleinkonect is the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater's founder and artistic director. And we're so lucky to have Daniel and Alejandra and Zinn here with us today, along with our singers. And thank you all for coming, and welcome to you to Iowa Public Radio. This is so fantastic. Thank you so much. Well, let's dive in, and we're very fortunate to have joining us today baritone Matt Chastain. And Matt, you received your bachelor's at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst, and you're currently working on your master's of music at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
Yep, that's right.
And this January, you were in the production of Turandot that the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater produced.
Yes, I was the guy with the whip right when the curtain came up.
All right. I'm glad you left the whip at home.
Oh, yeah.
You've also sung roles. You were the Pirate King in the Pirates of Penzance. I'm assuming this is at the University of Wisconsin. And you were in Puccini's La Boheme and also in Pagliacci. So your character is Tommy Albright. Tell us about your character and a little bit about this plot.
Yeah, so Tommy Albright is a New Yorker in the 1940s who sort of doesn't really feel like he fits into the life that he's living. He sort of feels stuck. He's in a relationship that he's been postponing, a marriage for a long time, and takes a trip with a friend to Scotland and sort of discovers a world that he has always been looking for, I think.
And he runs across something that's really out of the ordinary.
Oh, that is right. So they come across the town of Brigadoon, which moments beforehand is nowhere to be seen and nowhere to be found on the map, and then suddenly it just sort of appears, and you know, they enter the town and very quickly realize there's something up. These people don't really seem to realize that it's 1946, you know.
Well, it's an interesting way to get into a story. And you have a love interest in this little town, and we have with us this morning soprano Stephanie Kim Johnson. So Stephanie, you received your bachelor's from Carnegie Mellon University and your master's from Manhattan School of Music. And you also were in the Turandot as well with the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater.
Yes, I was.
And you were in the Ugly Duckling as well.
Yes, I was. I was the pig.
Well, you certainly look very beautiful today.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And very soon, I think this fall, you're going to be singing your role debut of Donna Elvira.
Yes, I will, yes, with Del Arte Opera Ensemble in New York.
So congratulations for that.
Thank you.
That sounds wonderful. So let's get into this plot a little bit. Somehow, you two fall in love, and it doesn't take long. It happens in Act One.
It certainly doesn't take long.
Yeah, it takes less than a day.
So you're going to sing one of the most famous songs from Brigadoon. So just tell us a bit about the song, and then let's hear it.
This, like you said, this is a very famous song. It's become a pretty famous jazz standard, but it all originated here in Brigadoon when Tommy thinks he might be falling in love with my character, Fiona. But we're not sure. That's why it's called Almost, like being in love. And we just have a little duet, and we talk about how wonderful it is to be with each other.
Maybe the sun gave me the power, for I could swim Loch Lomond and be home in half an hour. Maybe the air gave me the drive, for I'm all aglow and alive. What a day this has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the whole human race. Why, it's almost like being. I could swear I was falling. It's almost like being in love. When we walked up the
performance of Lerner and Lowe's Almost Like Being in Love with baritone Matt Chase Tane and soprano Stephanie Johnson and Alejandra Escobar at the keyboard, and thank you all for that. Well, we are broadcasting live from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1 on the UNI campus, and now we're going to speak a little bit with our guest pianist, who has been doing a wonderful job already today. Alejandra Escobar is originally from Colombia, and you made your piano debut when you were 12 years old.
I did, yeah.
And you were playing, what did you play?
I played Haydn Piano Concerto in D major.
And how did you get to the United States?
I did my bachelor with a really famous pianist who's from Colombia, but studied her entire life here in Europe. And then she pushed me a lot to keep going and just go abroad and go somewhere. And I met a professor from Michigan, and I really liked him, and I applied to do my master's with him. And then I stayed here.
So now you're working on your doctorate at the University of Iowa right
now.
And you also teach at the Indian Hills Community College
right.
in Ottumwa.
Yeah.
So, well, welcome to Iowa Public Radio, and thank you so much.
Thank
because
you.
Because it really helps with the pianist today, and you're doing a marvelous job. So
thank you so much.
And we also have joining us the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater's Brigadoon conductor and music director, Soonzin Kim. And he has a multifaceted career. He's a conductor, a pianist, and an organist. So thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome, yeah.
And you are originally from Korea. In fact, that's where you got your graduate degree.
Yes, I did my undergrad in Korea. And then I went to Berlin, Germany to study orchestra conducting. And then I'm here, so.
And you are also working on your doctorate at the University
yes,
of Iowa.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
And you also are a music director of a Lutheran church in Iowa City?
Yes, I'm music director and organist, yes, yeah.
And this fall, you're going to be going back to Korea, making your conducting debut, conducting an opera.
Yes, it's Don Giovanni, so I'm really excited about my debut in Seoul, Korea, so yeah.
And what do you think about the current political situation and the talks that are happening right now?
Oh, okay. This is a music radio. Everybody hope that it'll be a really peaceful and fine resolution. And then, yeah, it has been so long time, as you know. So, yeah, we hope it'll be really, wonderful.
Well,
yeah.
We all hope so, too.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming to Iowa Public Radio today, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, we have another Cedar Rapids Opera Theater singer joining us, mezzo-soprano Ashley Armstrong, and she received her bachelor's degree from UNI in
yes,
vocal
I
performance.
Did.
And we're glad to have you back in Cedar Falls.
Thank you.
And also received your master's at the Chicago College of Performing Arts. And I feel like I should be reading a disclaimer right now, Ashley, before you start singing, but just know that young children, maybe you want to lead them out of the room. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
But now, also this season, you were a young artist or a studio artist with the Santa Barbara Opera, or is that
Oh, no, that's coming up.
That's
yeah,
coming
that's
up.
In October.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That sounds really cool.
I get to skip winter. I'm not mad.
No. Good plan. Very good
that's
plan.
That's what I was thinking.
So tell us about your Brigadoon character, this dairy maid.
Oh, Meg. Meg has a special place in my heart because you're right, she's the dairy maid and she is the most well-meaning of people, but she's just a little misguided. And ultimately, all she really wants is to just find the real love of her life, so.
And she kind of gloms on to Tommy's friend.
She does, because, you know, she's gone through all of the locals, and now that they're a little isolated, it's hard to find new men. So when this new man walks into town, she thinks, oh, here's my chance.
Well, take it away.
Thank you.
At 16 years, I was blue and sad. Then father said I should find a lad. So I set out to become a wife and found the real love of my life. His name, it was Chris, and the last was McGill. I met him one night picking flowers on the hill. He had lots of charm and a certain kind of touch and a certain kind of eagerness that pleased me very much. So there, 'neath the moon where romance often springs, I gave him my heart and a few other things. I don't know how long that I stayed upon the hill, but the moon had disappeared and so had Christopher McGill. So I went home and I thought I'd die, till father said, make another try. So out I went to become a wife and found the real love of my life. Oh, he was a poet, a rhymer was he. He read me some verse he had written for me. He said they would move me, these poems from his pen, and how right he was because they moved me right into the glen. We stayed till the dawn came and lighted the sky. Then I shook his hand and I bid him goodbye. I never went back, for what I had heard was true, that a poet only writes about the things he cannot do. My pa said, look out for men who think. You'll be more certain with men who drink. So out I went, mad to be a wife, and found the real love of my life. Oh, he was a soldier, a fine Highland son. He told me about all the battles he'd won. He wasted his time telling me about his might, for one look at him decided me to not put up a fight. I found the sword has more might than the pen. But when I was drowsing, I snored to my dismay, and he thought it was a bugle and got up and marched away. My pa said, daughter, there must be one, someone who's true or too old to run. So I'm still looking to be a wife and find the real love of my life.
Mezzo-soprano Ashley Armstrong with Alejandra Escobar at the keyboard. The Love of My Life from Act One of Lerner and Lowe's musical Brigadoon. And she was singing the role of the love-struck milkmaid. We are going to continue now. We have the fiancé of Jean or Jean, tenor Ian Butler, and you're up next. And tell us a little bit about yourself. You are studying at Iowa State University, and you're in the Iowa State Singers and Iowa State Opera Studio.
Yeah. It's a good time up there, over there, I suppose.
Yeah, over there, yes. All right. And you have been with the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater in like a whole host of different shows.
I went to high school at Washington High School in Cedar Rapids, and about my junior year there, they were inviting people from the choir and people involved in music to sing with them. So it's, I don't know, seven or so shows. I've lost count at this point.
So you must be one of Daniel's go-to singers, I'm guessing.
I'll let him vouch for that.
So tell us a little bit about the role you are playing, this Charlie. He kind of was a ladies' man playing the field until he met Jean.
Yeah. Charlie is probably the cutest character I've ever played because there's so much earnestness in this guy. You know, like, yeah, he had his teen years, you know, but he really, really loves Jean, and there's just so much happiness in this character. It's a lot of fun to play.
Well, let's hear this aria that you're going to sing.
Yeah.
I used to be a roving lad, a roving and wandering life I had. On any lass I frown, who would try to tie me down? But then one day I saw a maid who held out her hand, and I stayed, and now across the green I'll go home with Bonnie Jean.
Go home, go home, go home with Bonnie Jean. Go home, go home.
I used to have 100 friends, but when we are wedded, the friendship ends. They never come to call. So farewell to one and all. Farewell to all the lads I knew. I'll see you again when you're married too. For soon across the green, I'll go home with Bonnie Jean.
Go home, go home, go home with Bonnie Jean. Go home.
With an air and her name was Jo, and every night at 10 I would meet her in the glen. But now I'll not see her again, especially not in the glen at 10. For now across the green I'll go home with Bonnie Jean.
Go home, go home, go home with Bonnie Jean. Go home, go home.
Soon have a wife and leave yours alone. A bonny wife indeed, and she's all I'll ever need. With Bonnie Jean my days will fly, and love her I will till the day I die. That's why across the green
Go home with Bonnie Jean. like a true Scotsman there. That performance featured tenor Ian Butler. Ian was singing I'll Go Home with Bonnie Jean. Ian Butler is performing the role of Charlie Dalrymple in Brigadoon. We're going to turn now, before we leave this mythical town of Brigadoon, we are going to have another duet by our lovely Stephanie Johnson, as well as baritone Matt Chastain. So tell us about this famous duet from Act One of Brigadoon that you're going to be singing now.
Well, we'll be singing The Heather on the Hill, which is a duet that comes before Almost Like Being in Love.
Yes, this is sort of the first time that they've met one another. They both have these feelings that they're not obviously talking about right away, but they kind of just want to keep being around one another and keep spending some time together and get to know each other a little better.
Yep.
Can't we two go walking together out beyond the valley of trees, out where there's a hillside of heather curtsying gently in the breeze? That's what I'd like to do, see the heather, but with mist and maze in the gloaming, and all the clouds are holding still. So take my hand and let's go roaming through the heather on the hill. The morning dew is blinking yonder, there's lazy music in the rill, and all I want to do is wander on the hill. There may be other days as rich and rare, there may be other springs as full and fair, but they won't be the same, they'll come and go. For this I know, that when the mist is in the gloaming and all the clouds are holding still, you're not there, I won't go roaming through the heather on the hill. The heather on the heather on the hill.
Matt Chastain, along with Stephanie Johnson, performing from Brigadoon, The Heather on the Hill, and Alejandra Escobar at the keyboard. Well, we're going to leave the mythical town of Brigadoon right now, and we're going to turn to Wagner and also soprano Alicia Jayorbah. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Alicia. And last summer, you were with the Des Moines Metro Opera, and you covered Turandot.
I did. I did that there, and I also was the understudy for Turandot here with Cedar Rapids Opera Theater in January.
Wow, excellent. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Just finished up my graduate work at Florida State University and moved to Pennsylvania. So that's where I am now.
So you're going to sing something from Tannhäuser. Explain about what you're going to be performing for us today.
Oh, yes. Well, my character is very excited that her love interest is finally returning, and he's a singer, and she's greeting the hall where he used to sing, and she's so excited that he'll be back, and she's just remembering the wonderful feelings and sounds that used to fill this hall. ¶¶